USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments over the Trump administration's efforts to end the Dreamers program for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Ileana Hernandez has lived 17 years of her life in the U.S. Now in Long Island, she says she walked the 230 miles to the Supreme Court to support the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program,
allowing me the opportunity to come out of the shadows, finish college, and become a homeowner.
Liberal justices focused on whether the president's decision to terminate DACA took into account the hundreds of thousands of young people affected. But conservative-leaning members, including John Roberts, a potential swing vote, indicated they thought the move was a reasoned decision. On Wall Street, the Dow was flat, the S&P 500 was up 5, and the NASDAQ up 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The president is touting the economy in New York, as USA's Tim Berg explains.
President Trump visits the Economic Club of New York on Tuesday. The president talks trade and economic policy.
Today I'm proud to stand before you as president of the United States to report that we have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
It's bitter cold in many parts of the country. In Buffalo, New York, they had nearly 9 inches of snow, which broke a 77-year record. Part of northern Michigan saw upwards of 30 inches of snowfall. And there was snow as far south as Richmond, Virginia, and Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm freezing. I can't feel my hands.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it came out of nowhere.
In Minnesota, temps dropped below zero, and Chicago set a new record of 7 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Dean Foods, the nation's biggest milk producer, has filed for bankruptcy. A significant drop-off in milk consumption in the U.S. is blamed on many different reasons. For one, Americans have much more to drink. Also, protein and breakfast bars are taking over for cereals in the morning. And there's a variety of milk substitutes on the market now. Nielsen data shows that sales of cow milk have dropped an average of 6% per year over the last 4 years. Dean employs 16,000 people and operates 60 dairy processing facilities across the country. New Yorkers gathered at the site of a deadly plane crash that happened nearly 20 years ago. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
American Airlines Flight 587 fell from the sky over Bell Harbor, Queens, New York on November 12, 2001. Mayor Bill de Blasio, among those who turned out to remember the lives lost that day at a mourning ceremony.
But I know from speaking with so many of you that this day is one of a pain that is sharp and vivid just as much as it was 18 years ago.
The names of the 265 people killed in the tragedy were read out loud during that ceremony. The plane's tail broke off shortly after takeoff, and the NTSB ruled that pilot error was the cause. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.